one.
Good morning and welcome. Good morning. Good morning. We have had some problems with the sound this morning. So if you just kind of bear with us as we try to put everything back together. But we would like to welcome everybody for coming to worship with us at Jenkins this morning. Are there any announcements?
Yes, I have. The Christian Education Committee is searching for new teachers. So search your soul. We need some new teachers, especially in the children's part, children's division. I don't know what age group yet, but just let the Christian Education Committee know if you're willing to serve in that capacity.
If you notice in your bulletin, under the youth section, there is the spa day is coming again. It is March 20th. We are asking for appointments to be made. You can do that by calling me and at the church. And should be a good time. All the prices, recommended prices and everything are in the bulletin. So, are there any other announcements? Any prayer requests or praise reports? Going to the doctor on Tuesday. Okay.
Oh, I had a baby.
Well, how are you?
I'm fine. Everybody's okay. 10 pounds, 12 ounces, 22 and a half inches long.
We'll work on it. Well, test. Yeah, right, yeah. Sometimes we really don't want to know what God wants. We are afraid to make the commitment that God seeks.
God is persistent. God will not let us off the hook so easily.
But we have failed so many times in the past. How can we possibly serve now?
Open your hearts to receive forgiveness and healing. Listen to God. Be ready to work with God for hope, peace, justice, and love.
They traveled in circles. They
have their interests diverted, or maybe even chose to have their interests diverted from you and your kingdom. But we come today, Lord, knowing that you picked them up, shook them off, dusted them off, and set them on the right path when they came admitting their waywardness. So we come today, Lord, knowing that you're faithful, even when we stumble, even when we veer off the straight and the narrow path. Lord, we come to rejoice in your goodness and your love. We come to continue our journey to celebration, the observance of the crucifixion and the resurrection. And Lord, we anticipate that day when Jesus shall return, our heavenly Son. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for calling us to be your people. Thank you for giving us the faith to believe in Jesus. And we offer this prayer in his name, now praying, O Lord, as he taught us to pray. Our
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Let me see.
We are now at the point in our service to make our statement of faith in the Apostles' Creed. It can be found either on the screen or in your hymnals at number 716, if you join with me. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into Hades. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Forgive us and restore us to new life. In this season of reflection and repentance, let us turn from the one to the one who waits for us with hope. Our prayer of confession, which is in unison, we continue to be tempted to faithful God. We are blessed with gifts to use for others, but we want to keep them for ourselves. We easily notice the mistakes of those around us, but do not want to look in the mirror at ourselves. We turn our desires into idols, so that we do not have to recognize how they can damage us. Forgive us, steadfast God. Fill the poverty of our spirits with the richness of your grace. Feed our selfish hunger. assurance. God is faithful. God's love is an eternal bargain which will not be broken. God's grace is a gift which will not be taken back.
Such abundant mercy, such extravagant grace. Thanks be to God, we are forgiven.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we lift your name up high. You have given us so much, and we thank you so much for your love and your abundant grace. Father, we've blessed in so many ways, and we take it for granted, Father, for the air we breathe, for the good health we have, and for all these things that we possess. Father, we know that they all come from you for us because you love us. Thank you for loving us when we're not so lovable, and we just lift up our hands to you in honor and in glory to you. Thank you for this tithe and this offering of the people. Pray that we'll use it to the furtherment of your kingdom. In Jesus' name.
There's a whole handful of folks.
For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
church, or possibly anywhere else, but I deal with church a lot, it probably won't work out the way you planned it. And maybe, you know, you could say maybe that's the way God keeps us humble, or maybe we don't plan well enough. Tuesday morning we had the sound system fine-tuned. This morning it's not so fine-tuned. Let me thank the choir as they are